Good morning on this New Year's Eve day. We marvel at the vastness of God's plan. We celebrate in exuberant praise what God has done and will continue to do. Please turn to the back of your bulletin and we'll read the call to worship antiphonally. Yes, we will give thanks and rejoice.
We will praise the Lord.
We praise the Lord with the sun and the full moon. We praise the Creator of the shining stars.
Fire and hail, snow and frost, mountains and hills, fruit trees and cedars.
Young men and women alike, children and the aged ones too, let us praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, let all things be new.
Good morning. Let's rise if you're able and turn to number 51 in the hymnal and worship book. Let the whole creation cry, number 51.
On this cold 8-degree morning, we welcome everyone here, and especially visitors. So if you're a visitor and if you're comfortable, feel free to stand up and tell us your name and where you're from. We'll start on your right with Nell. And we welcome back Mike and Gabrielle. They have definitely moved onto Westerly Parkway yesterday, so we hope to see you many, many Sundays. And any visitors on your left? All right, we will again have congregational singing. We'll now take the offering. Let us pray. Kumbaya, Lord, you have come by here. You have blessed us. You have given us food and clothing and shelter. And Lord, now we lift up this offering and these tithes to you, that they may be used to help the out of the cold people here in State College, and the hungry through the food bank, and the little ones at Park Forest Preschool, and those who need health care at Volunteers in Medicine, and those who need guidance through Bridge of Hope. Lord, use this money to bless those who are less fortunate. Forgive us for being ungrateful over many times when we assume that what we have, that we deserve. Forgive us, Lord, and help us to remember to honor you by serving others. Amen. We welcome the children to come front, and Eric is going to lead our children's time.
Good morning, everyone. Is this on? Yeah. My name is Eric, and you're Cedric, right? And Lily. And what is this young man's name? Jude. And your little Tiana? Okay. Well, we have a cold morning this morning, yeah? I brought something I want to show you that you might find interesting. And I got this from Miss Vonda. Get it out of there. Look at this. It's a bell. And can you see what's on top of the bell? A little Christmas tree. We can hear a bell. What are some other things that we can hear? Cars, yeah. Horses, voices. Okay, voices, cars. Jude, what are some things we can hear? You're going to draw me something. Okay, well, there are lots of things that we can hear. Does anyone have any idea what silence sounds like? Nothing. Okay, what I'd like to do is be really, really quiet for 1 minute, and see if we can hear what silence sounds like. And when we do this, I'd like for you to close your eyes and really pay close attention and see if you can hear anything while we are being silent. And when we're done, 1 minute, I'll ring the bell, and we'll see if we heard anything in that time. Okay, you ready to try? This might seem like a short time. Let's close our eyes, and we'll be silent for 1 minute. Did anyone hear anything? You didn't hear anything, Cedric. Lily, what did you hear? Breathing. That's interesting. Jude, did you hear anything? Tiana? You heard feet stomping while we were quiet? Being on shoulders. You know, I heard some little creaks. I think that maybe they were from the building. I'm not quite sure. Well, we were quiet for 1 minute. Do you think you could do that for 10 minutes? To be really quiet for 10 minutes. What do you think, Cedric?
Sure.
10 minutes. What about for a whole hour? I think that would be hard. Yeah? No. Not 10 hours, no, but maybe 1 hour? Jude, what is that? That is a very nice curl. Breeze. Yeah, and you can hear a breeze, right? Well, we are going to have a special kind of church service today, where we're not going to have a regular sermon, but we're going to be quiet together. And this is the kind of church service that they do regularly at the Quaker meeting. I don't know if you've ever been to a Quaker meeting, but people are quiet together, and they listen. And one of the things they're listening for is the voice of God. And they think, and I think that's also true, that when we're really quiet, we have a better chance to hear God's message to us. I don't know if you've ever read in the Bible or heard in the Bible the story of Elijah. Elijah was a prophet of God. And one time he was running away from some people who were trying to hurt him because he was being faithful to God. And he was just at the end of his strength and his courage, and he wondered where God was. And he was at a cave at that time, and God told him to come out of the cave onto the mountain where the cave was, and he would hear God. And when he did that, there was a big wind that went by. It was so strong, it almost blew him off the mountain. And there was an earthquake, and the whole ground shook. And then there was a fire. And then there was a still, small voice. God had not been in the wind, he had not been in the earthquake, he had not been in the fire, but he was in that still, small voice. And when we're really quiet, you know, from maybe playing or just our busyness of our everyday lives, we can sometimes hear that still, small voice of God speaking to us. And so that's what we're going to be doing during the sermon time today, is we're going to be quiet together and listening. And maybe someone will have something to say to us. We'll see. So let's have a little prayer, and then we'll go back to our seats. Dear God, thank you for all these children. Bless them and help them to hear your voice speaking to them, and help us also to hear your voice speaking to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please turn to number 203, Break Forth a Beauteous Heavenly Light. Number 203.
While Mike and Gabrielle come up to read the scripture, I'd like to bring to your attention in the announcements the Quaker meeting for worship. After the scripture is read, we will have a time of sitting quietly and meditating on what God is saying to us. We primarily, as Quakers, focus on peace and social justice and equality and caring for the earth. And today, during the Christmas season, thoughts on the scriptures that will be read today. So we ask that if the Spirit is speaking to only you, you value that and cherish it. If the Spirit is speaking to you to ask you to share it, please stand and face the majority of the people. There will be no microphones, so please speak slowly and clearly and loudly. And then, if another person also is led to speak, please let a moment of silence between so that it won't be a discussion. And then we'll close by shaking hands, and then we'll go into a congregational song. Peace be with you.
I'll be reading Psalm 148 this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He set them in their place forever and ever. He gave a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths. Lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding. You mountains and hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. He has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his saints, of Israel, that chose the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord.
I'll be reading Luke 2:22-40. Then it was time for their purification offering, as required by the law of Moses after the birth of a child. So his parents took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. The law of the Lord says, if a woman's first child is a boy, he must be dedicated to the Lord. So they offered the sacrifice required in the law of the Lord, either a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. At that time there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon. He was righteous and devout and was eagerly waiting for the Messiah to come and rescue Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him, and had revealed to him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Messiah. That day the Spirit led him to the temple. So when Mary and Joseph came to present the baby Jesus to the Lord, as the law required, Simeon was there. He took the child in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace as you have promised. I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people. He is a light to reveal God to the nations, and he is the glory of your people, Israel. Jesus' parents were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them, and he said to Mary, the baby's mother, This child is destined to cause many in Israel to fall, but he will be a joy to many others. He has been sent as a sign from God, but many will oppose him. As a result, the deepest thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your very soul. Anna, a prophet, was also there in the temple. She was the daughter of Pheniel from the tribe of Asher, and she was very old. Her husband died when they had been married only 7 years, and then she lived as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but stayed there day and night, worshiping God with fasting and prayer. She came along just as Simeon was talking with Mary and Joseph, and she began praising God. She talked about the child to everyone who had been waiting expectantly for God to rescue Jerusalem. When Jesus' parents had fulfilled all the requirements of the law of the Lord, they returned home to Nazareth in Galilee. There the child grew up healthy and strong. He was filled with wisdom, and God's favor was on him.
Thank you. Psalm 148, and it talks about praising Him, sun and moon, shining stars, highest heaven. The times when I realize that our Creator is way beyond words is the times when I get the opportunity to see a sunrise or a sunset that brings in glorious pinks and fuchsias and golds and eventually blues. And tomorrow night, we'll be able to see a full moon. What a great way to bring in the new year. It's called a blood moon because it's an eclipse. And when we look at it at 9:30, when it's at its peak, it will look red. And then I think of God and think what an amazing creator He is. Thank you.
13 and sing the journey. Number 13, sing the journey. And if you'd like to stand, feel free to do so. Please turn to the back of your bulletin and we will say the confession together.
God, the waiting is over. The time has come. You dwell among us. We marvel at the mystery of your birth. We are filled and guided by the Spirit as you open our eyes, our hearts, and our arms to receive you. Yes, we say, and yet we confess that instead of being drawn beyond our knowing into the call of your infinite light, we examine your coming within the boundaries of our understanding. We confess that instead of marveling at the vastness of your mercy, instead of rejoicing with Simeon and Anna, instead of allowing your Spirit to move within us and among us, we resist the mystery of your presence. We confess our struggle to step forth with vulnerability, honesty, courage, dreams, hope, and celebrating Mary from the depths of our hearts. Forgive us. We welcome you to go in the basement and have fellowship around coffee.
Bethany asked me to just let everyone know that there is not going to be children's Sunday school next week. They had thought there was going to be, but it's going to be incorporated into the service or happen at the same time as the service. So it's not going to be Sunday school next week after church. So Sunday school for no one next week, and then the following week it resumes for all ages.
And next week it will be a Taizé service, led by Nell and Evelyn, and maybe Karen Brandis. Any other announcements? All right, please stand for the benediction and then the sending song. The sending song is a bulletin insert. Go in peace. And care for one another in the name of Christ. May the blessing of our Lord, who is born anew each Christmas time, guide you this week and into the new year.
I noticed this morning that the chorus of the song is not printed.
Are you familiar enough with it that we can sing the chorus after the last verse? We'll try it. So we'll sing all four verses, and then the last one we'll sing the chorus. Go ahead.
God be with you.